KSA Radio News with John Hunt.
After 19 hours of contentious testimony, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was asked by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy what she hoped to bring to the Supreme Court.
What I would hope to bring is very similar to what 115 other justices have brought, which is their life experiences, their perspectives. And mine include being a trial judge, being an appellate judge, in addition to my being a black woman, lucky inheritor of the civil rights dream.
The Biden administration is announcing its intention to welcome over 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and others affected by the Russian war on Ukraine. The crisis in Ukraine has quickly unfolded as the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Over 3 million Ukrainians have fled the country. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
U.S. Senate candidates Dr. Mehmet Oz and Herschel Walker were told to resign from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, or their positions would be terminated. Dr. Oz said it's sad that he would politicize such an important issue. The doctor he should ask to resign is Dr. Fauci for a multitude of reasons. The White House reported that Oz and Walker were in violation of the Biden administration's policy of federal candidates serving on presidential boards. New York City's mayor announced that he's exempting athletes and performers from the city's vaccine mandate for private workers, a move that will allow Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving to play home games and unvaccinated baseball players to take the field for the Yankees and the Mets when their season begins. The city's sweeping vaccine mandate for workers will still apply to people with other types of jobs, including government employees. Irving, a vaccine holdout, had been amongst the most high-profile people impacted. He was able to rejoin the team in January, but only when they played out-of-town games. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
There's been a huge leak of information by the Manhattan U.S. District Attorney's Office.
A list of names accidentally released by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office contains names of those who are said to be frequent clients of witness Claudia Drury as she testifies against alleged human trafficker Larry Ray. The names included a financier who also pops up in pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's infamous black book, a businessman whose name is on a museum, an ex-New York Supreme Court judge, an international diamond dealer, and a Washington, D.C.-based lobbyist are also included in the 121 names on the list. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University. Uber has said it will list New York City's yellow taxis on its app, a move that could help the ride-hailing giant overcome a driver shortage in the biggest U.S. market. The city for years has been a battleground between Uber and yellow taxi drivers who have long protested against the company's technology on the grounds it disrupted the industry and limited their earnings. Stay updated anytime 24/7 at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.